Good morning, guys and gals. So talking about billet planting, I think one thing I'd like to lead off with is those of you who have been planting or growing cane long enough know the importance of options, having options. For a long time, for the better part of the history of Louisiana sugarcane, the only option we had was whole stalk planting. And then the big question was whether you hand planted or you billet plant, I mean you're mechanically planted. And now the question is whether you billet plant or whole stalk plant. And a lot of this is determined by your labor situation, your particular situation on your farm. But what we'd like to do is provide you with information and you can decide whether you choose to billet plant or whole stalk plant. Perhaps no bigger decision you make in your operation is your method of planting, the variety you plant, your different field preparations, and a lot of things that go around with the whole planting exercise. Labor has always been an issue. You ask a lot of growers, what's the number one problem? It's labor. And we all recognize that, but a lot of growers have, since we can use the whole stalk harvester, we've been using it for a long time. A lot of these whole stalk harvesters are aging, but we have billet harvesters that are just sitting there. So some growers have taken up the mission to figure out how to best billet plant. A lot of the research that Jeff and Dr. Paul White has done on fungicides and seed protection chemicals has gone a long way. A lot of the equipment manufacturers, we have billet planters, we have harvesters with contact points that are protected. A lot of different settings that have to be looked at. And all these things have come together over a number of years. And now we stand and we actually have an option to be able to billet plant. Several farms have been able to do this successfully over the years. And one thing we did last year, maybe you've heard about it, reported on it at the ASSCT in February. We're gonna have another report of the survey that we did last year. Wilson, Atticus, and myself went out to seven different farms that were billet planting. As you know, last year the challenge was to just to be able to get the cane in the ground some kind of way. Whether you were able to whole stalk plant it early, a lot of people didn't have that option. The cane, the weather was just not cooperative. We had a hurricane, and we were harvest season was upon us. We were mid-October and we still had cane left to be planted. So more billet planting was done last year. We were able to follow this these seven farms, look at the harvester settings, look at the types of billets that were being planted, look at the damage to the billets, look at the amount and rate of seed cane being used, and just a lot of information that may help you in your determination of whether you would like to even try to billet plant again. So that report is going to be in the August issue of the bulletin. Just to summarize a little bit, all we had was we had one farm that was on 8-foot row, six farms were on 6-foot rows. All the harvesters were either 570s or 3520 John Deere harvesters. Most of them had protection on the base cutter. One did not. Every other slat was removed. Some farms had the solid elevator floor. We had information on the RPMs on the primary extractor fan. I think the range was from 650 to 950. The average was about 770 RPMs on a primary extractor fan. So we looked at that to see if that would, all of these factors influence the damage done to billets. We looked at end damage, we looked at inner node damage, and we looked at eyepiece bud damage. On an average, the farms were planting 15 to 26 inch billets. We had three row planters, billet planters that were set up that way. They tended to use shorter seed pieces. A 15 inch billet carries about 2.5 buds per billet, whereas a 26 inch billet can average about 4 to 4.5 buds. Now you can't have half a bud, I know, but it's just an average. So so say 4 buds per billet. So all of these planting operations were applying some type of fungicide, some type of protection equipment, but our focus was mostly on the mechanics. We leave the fungicide work to the doctors, the Jeff Hoys and the Paul Whites, and we didn't attempt to get any information on that. As you can imagine, growers were in a hurry, so we had to hurry, really hurry up in our evaluation. So it was a survey, and the measurements we made, we collect the billets. We did four operations where we actually collected pre-plant billets, and we made up assessment of the billets there. And then we also had all 7 where we looked at what was in the row. And we came back. So damage, we had some damage to buds, internodes, and end damage. But we like to use a statistic where we looked at what percentage of billets had zero damage at all, which is a lofty goal if you think about all that billet has to go through. Has to go through the harvester and has to go through the planter without being damaged. So really, we found that growers were doing an acceptable job. We had some growers were actually able to put about 3/4 of what they were planting with no damage at all, which is a pretty impressive figure. But anyway, if you're interested in more information on it, that report will be in the next issue of the bulletin, will be available. I think the biggest takeaway is that from what we saw was that protection in the harvester that we're doing, although we could maybe do a little bit better, I think by and large, we are producing the majority of the billets that are relatively free of damage. The harvester is doing a good job. I really think we need to do more work on the billet planters and the planting operation. As you know, a lot of this is either a slat that's pulling these billets up and putting them into the row, or a drum that's raking these billets. And as you can imagine, with no protection to those contact points, we're gonna get some billet damage. How much of this damage will actually overwhelm the seed cane protection chemicals that we're putting out remains to be seen, because even though we didn't have a good germination year, we made stalk counts. All 6 of the 7 locations had from 44,000 stalks to 49,000 stalks, plenty enough to make a good stand of cane. Very little gaps, and very impressive in that regard. The one location that did not have a lot of protection only had 1/3 of the billets that were put out without damage, and they ended up with 30,000. Still not a stand failure, but quite a bit less than where protection was afforded to these billets. Another factor is the amount of seed cane we're putting out. We're putting out anywhere from just under 8 tons of seed cane to about 12.5 tons of seed cane per acre. We put in a lot of seed cane, but where it's used as insurance to ensure a good crop of cane for the next year. So it's a very important decision. You try to get at least 4 crops from every planting, and if we do that, we got to start with a good foundation, and good, solid billet planting is possible. And I think we're going to see even more improvements as the years come. So thank you for your attention. If we have any questions, maybe we can take some. If not, I see the other wagons coming up right behind us.